Zenu, sorry about that. What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of the Brand New Show. As you know, I am Brand New, and like always, on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand New Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brand New Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brand New Show. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, because tonight it is the debate. Now, this is just going to be a debate on one artist and two of their albums. Now, I feel like I've done this before, and I can't remember, but I can't find the episodes when I did it, so I'm doing it again, I guess. And today's debate is between the one and the only, Bruno Mars, and his two albums, Doo-Wops and Hooligans versus 24K Magic. I feel like I've done this before. I just couldn't find the episode, so I'm going to do it again. So let's get into it, man. You already know how I do the debate. I go track for track, one by one. Go track for track. Intro versus intro, down the line, down the list. And then at the end, I will pick the winner, except if it's just 100% straight, just decisive, like, win of one. So, let's get into it. So, both tracks have nine. Well, one had, like, a lot, but had, I think, 10 or 11, 12 tracks on it. And I think the other one had nine. So, I cut the nine songs that I liked off the first, the one album, and put it on there. So, here we go. Doo-Wops and Hooligans versus 24K Magic. Bruno Mars edition. Let's go. So, intro. The first song off of Doo-Wops and Hooligans is Grenade versus 24K Magic. It's the intro track off of 24K Magic. Two legendary songs by this man. Two iconic songs by this man. Both songs definitely set the tone of the albums. Grenade is probably one of his biggest songs. 24K Magic definitely set the 24K Magic album up perfectly with the rhythm. And as much as I hate songs that become super popular, you can't escape them, I gotta give it to Grenade. That Grenade was a fire song, man. It really is, man. Which leads into track two, Just the Way You Are versus Chunky. Just the Way You Are is a fire song. It was like his first real song by himself, because the first time we really heard Bruno Mars was Nothing on You with B.O.B. And then he goes off and finally drops his first single by himself, and it was Just the Way You Are, and it was amazing. Incredible song. But I fuck with Chunky. That shit is a fucking banger. Track 3. Our first time off of Doo-Wop's Hooligans versus Perm off of 24K Magic. Going Perm. When you saw him at the BET Awards perform that shit, he killed it. Was it 2017, I think it was? Yeah, he killed that bit. He opened the show up and killed it. I was like, yeah, that dude different. This is what I like. 24K off of 24K Magic is track 4 versus Runaway Baby off of Doo-Wops and Hooligans. Remember when I said I don't like songs that become super massive, super big? This is one of those moments. I love the That's What I Like, but I just, man, that shit got so annoying, man, after a while. Runaway Baby, though, is actually a serviceable, good song. It's a fire fucking song. I remember him performing at the Grammys, and it was fire, man. Like, the song was incredible, so Runaway Baby takes the dub on this one. Track 5, The Lazy Song off of Doo-Wops and Hooligans versus Versace on the Floor. I fought with The Lazy Song. I remember when this video came out and everything, and it was a dope ass song. Still is a dope ass song. But I actually like Versace on the Floor. It's actually a dope fucking song. I know people would be like, I actually thought that shit should have been bigger than what it was. It wasn't really as big as That's What I Like. It wasn't, which is shocking. But yeah, Versace on the Floor is dope. And they got Zendaya in the video, so it's like, yeah, okay. Track 6, Straight Up and Down, off of 24K Magic versus Marry You off of Doo-Wops and Hooligans. I follow Marry You. I really do. But Straight Up and Down is one of my favorite Bruno Mars songs. Like, easily one of my favorite Bruno Mars songs. Calling All My Lovelies is track 7 of a 24K Magic versus Talking to the Moon. I love both of these songs. Both of these songs are fucking fire. And I would have given the edge to Talk to the Moon if I never have to watch ever again in my life. Think Like a Man. That fucking song was blasting through that fucking out that whole thing. People talk about the John Legend song always being in that song, but that song too, Talking Through to the Moon. Not saying I don't love Talking to the Moon because it's a fire fucking song, but Calling All My Lovelies is fucking fantastic too, man. Halle Berry out on the song too. Yeah. Finesse, not the Cardi B version, just regular old plain old Finesse. Finesse is track 8 of a 24K Magic versus Liquor Store Blues. Well, for Doo-Wop's and Hooligans. Finesse is fire, even the remix is dope. But nothing in this world is gonna beat Liquor Store Blues by Bruno Mars. That is literally my favorite song by Bruno Mars. It's not even close. Shout out to Damian Marley for jumping on that song. Dope fucking song. And track 9, Count On Me off of Doo-Wop's and Hooligans versus Too Good to Say Goodbye. Count On Me. All right, let me add this up. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, like this. No, it can't be split, 'cause I. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I thought. Like, it can't be split, because there's only 9 songs of both of these motherfuckers. Alright. It's close. 4 or 5. 24K Magic takes it when it comes to the songs I like off the project. Here we go. These are both classic bodies of work. I'm not even gonna sit up here and act like they're not. I love both projects. Both of these projects are amazing. And it's kind of hard to pick a decisive one. And so, as much as I love both of these projects, it says I can't really decide because I really love Doo-Wop's Hooligans. I think it's probably one of his best projects. The 24K Magic is just dope as a motherfucker. Damn. Ooh, shit. Damn. I like both of these albums. I follow both of these albums. Oh, heavy. Holy shit. If I do what I want to do, which is my favorite song by Bruno Mars off of these projects, because this is, even though 24K Magic got the edge in the, it's still too close to call for me personally. I could just do that and say that's my, that wins the debate. I'm gonna do that. I love Doo-Wop's Hooligans. When you actually listen to the body of work, it's a fucking amazing. And when you actually look at, because like I said, he got three other songs I didn't even put on here. But if you actually just go off of these nine songs, this is a hard nine songs to go against. But I will give it to 24K Magic because it was concise and it was nine songs and that was it. And it was fucking fantastic. So I'm going with 24K Magic for this debate. So yeah. when it comes to the we'll be doing an artist versus artist debate as well with Bruno Mars. And so yeah, this is gonna be a little bit interesting to do. But 24K Magic wins. Go listen to all Bruno Mars's albums, Silk Sonic, got the Unorthodox Jukebox. In these two projects, man, go listen to some Bruno Mars. Hope you guys enjoy this, man. Until next time, I am Brandon Janu. Peace.